vaccine was 94.5% effective.
The so-called 95% efficiency rate touted by the pharmaceutical companies was misleading, to say the least. A peer-reviewed study by The Lancet confirms the vaccine efficiency of 95% reported by the vaccine manufacturers was referring to relative risk reduction rather than absolute risk reduction, as would be standard. Your actual risk of reduction of getting COVID after the vaccine has then been reduced by 1.2% with Moderna, 1.2% with Johnson & Johnson, and by less than 1% with Pfizer. Meaning after you receive the vaccine, on average, you are 99% just as likely to get COVID. This raises three questions. By getting a vaccine, how would you be helping other people? If you have natural immunity, as 50% of the population likely does, why would you still be required to get the vaccine? And if the vaccine doesn't stop the spread, why would you need a vaccine passport? Once you've applied a moment of critical thinking, you'll find anyone advocating these requests is either uninformed, irrational, or has an ulterior motive for suggesting everyone should be vaccinated. Let's summarize this by crunching a few official numbers. The Pfizer NNV is 117, meaning 117 people need to be vaccinated to prevent one COVID case. That's to prevent a COVID case, not a COVID death. Since the median survival rate of the virus itself is 99.86, that means 999 out of 1,000 cases survive. So you would need to prevent 1,000 cases to prevent one death. That means you would need to vaccinate 117,000 people to save one life. By the first half of 2021, about 134 million people in America have been fully vaccinated. So far, 10,355 people have died in the first 6 months of 2021 in the US alone. That means 56 people a day are dying immediately after receiving the vaccine. Due to underreporting, that actual number of deaths is likely significantly higher, and officials and CDC whistleblowers estimate it to be at 51,800. But we'll continue with the officially released numbers. 134 million people vaccinated divided by 10,355 official deaths from the vaccine results in 12,940. This means COVID vaccines kill, at a minimum, one out of every 12,940 people that are vaccinated. So if you vaccinate 117,000 people to save one life, 9.04 people would die from the vaccine. When you average all the age groups, you find that you are 904% more likely to die from the COVID vaccine than for it to save your life. That's bad enough with the official deflated numbers. With a more likely estimate of 51,800 deaths, that means you are 4,520% more likely to die from a COVID vaccine than to be saved by one. And the likelihood of developing a lifelong debilitating disease is even greater.